He's not only from California. Justice Anthony Kennedy's U.S. Supreme Court rulings, past and future, are felt in California. He wrote the ruling in a case involving the state's overcrowded prisons, and many observers feel the fate of Proposition 8 is in his hands. He returned to his hometown of Sacramento this week for the opening of the Justice Anthony M. Kennedy Library and Learning Center at the federal courthouse. He sat down Thursday afternoon for an interview with our Capitol Bureau Chief, Ben Adler.
As of last month, you passed your 25-year anniversary sitting on the bench. I wonder, as you reflect back on those 25 years, how you feel the court has changed over that time.
I'm not sure the court has changed. I think perhaps the perception of the court has changed slightly, although you would be in a better position than I to make that judgment. I don't like to see the court being judged in a political way. We decide decisions with political consequences, but we don't decide them in a political way. There are parties that claim that they're being injured, and there's a real dispute, and we're in the business of resolving real disputes, but we do so in accordance with the tradition of the common law and the tradition of the case system.
There are those who said in the aftermath of the federal health care ruling that Chief Justice Roberts wrote that he was trying to avoid being political in that ruling.
Well, I think all of us have tried to avoid political. We tried to decide the case on based on the constitutional structural issues that were before us, and we disagreed, as was predicted. That's the reason we take the cases, because the lower courts are in disagreement.
Well, speaking of cases where there's a lot of disagreement, one that you authored that has a very big impact on California and is getting a lot of talk now is the one involving the prison system here in the state, which has been overcrowded, and you ruled that the overcrowding was unconstitutional, cruel and unusual punishment, and the state needed to reduce its prison population. Could you talk about why you ruled the way you did?
Well, we don't generally talk about the background of our decisions, because if we've done our job the right way, the reasons are given in the decision. People say, oh, a legal opinion is going to be dry and boring. I think high school students could and should read the prison opinion. We should know what's happening in our prisons. You know that our prison terms are 8 times longer than the prison terms in Europe that are given for equivalent crimes. And it's very, very expensive to incarcerate prisoners. Part of the problem is judges and attorneys and law students are fascinated with the guilt or innocence process. We don't think about the correctional process. I think the public thinks that the lawyers and judges run the prisons. They don't. Judges may think that social workers and psychiatrists run the prisons. I'm not sure they do either. But Winston Churchill said a society is judged by how it treats the least deserving of its people. And we have to think about that with prisons. Now, there are some very dangerous people in prison that must be confined. But we have to, I think, look very hard at our penal methodologies. I don't think it's working.
Finally, I think everyone in California and a lot of people around the nation are keeping a pretty close eye on one case that you're about to hear oral arguments on, Proposition 8, same-sex marriage. Obviously, you're not going to comment on that because it's pending. Could you talk a little bit about your judicial philosophy as it relates to individual rights?
Well, I think, again, that judicial philosophy is expressed in the opinions. We give reasons for what we do. We write them out, and they're there for all to see. And I do think it's important that the public understands the reason judges don't comment in these cases, not because we know the answer and it's a secret it's not telling, it's because it's not fair to the process. The process is that the lawyers make the arguments, the judges talk with each other, and we have an open mind. If you commit yourself to a certain philosophy or to a certain result, you're not going to have the open mind that your oath requires you to have to be a judge.
Well, Justice Kennedy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your work. It's very important for you to cover the courts.
That was U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy with our Capitol Bureau Chief, Ben Adler. They spoke Thursday afternoon before the dedication of a library and statue in his honor at the federal courthouse in downtown Sacramento.